living and dead who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dambusters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Maurice West, an Australasian radio production.
This is Paul Brickhill. No one knew at the time, but the bomb Tate dropped on the Tirpitz did considerable damage. As a consequence, shortly after the raid, reconnaissance aircraft reported the battleship was missing from Alton Fjord. At once there was a great flap, particularly in naval quarters. The mad dog was loose, and at any moment would create havoc amongst Allied shipping. But a certain Norwegian gentleman climbed to his room above the morgue in Tromsø. He switched on a secret and powerful transmitter and started to send out a message, which was received by intelligence officers in London.
Hello, Bert. I didn't expect to see you here.
Yeah, I didn't expect to be here myself. Matter of fact, it's rather a compliment. These combined intelligence boys are apt to be a little jealous of their preserves.
Right? What's going on, actually?
It appears they've got a chappie in Norway who broadcasts quite regularly. And this time he's told them to stand by for news about the Tirpitz.
15 seconds to zero, gentlemen. Please stand by. Lindbergh is never late.
You really mean never?
It's a boast of his, sir. If I'm late, I'm dead. He's coming in now.
Hello, Dragon Slayer. This is Viking. This is Viking. I am in good health, and I have some news for you. The Tirpitz has arrived in Tromsø from Alton Fjord. She has a gaping hole in her fore deck. Yeah, she looks as though she's been hit by a heavy bomb.
So she was hit after all!
Quiet, please.
My friends and I believe she is here because of better repair facilities. That is all for tonight. I must be brief. Please acknowledge.
Hello, Viking. This is Dragonslayer. Your message received in good order and with gratitude. Good luck. To Viking from Dragonslayer, acknowledge with thanks.
That's wonderful news, Bert. Wonderful.
You mean about the hit? Oh, yes, yes. Splendid.
No, Bert, I wasn't thinking about the hit. I was thinking about Tromsø.
What about it?
It's 200 miles south of Alton Fjord.
So?
So, the whole trip is 400 miles shorter. That means we'll be able to strike from Scotland.
Wing Commander Brown, please.
Brown speaking.
This is Cochrane.
Oh, yes, sir.
Brown, we've found the Tirpitz.
You have, sir? Where is she?
Tromsø. Much nearer home. Now that you understand what we're talking about, I want to get 300 extra gallons into 617's Lancasters.
Oh, that's easy enough, sir. We can fit overload tanks into their bomb bays.
I'm sorry, Brian, it just won't do. They'll be carrying tall boys, and they'll take up all the bomb space. Now, come on, you're versatile. Is there anything in the depots that would do? We haven't time to get anything made.
Just a minute, sir. There's a connection somewhere. Yes, I think I've got it.
You've got what?
Wellington, sir. Do you remember, quite a long time ago, some Wellingtons were carrying long, pencil-shaped overload tanks?
Oh, come to think of it, there was something like that, but would they fit?
Yes, sir, I think they would. We'd have to slide them into the fuselage itself, but they'd work all right.
Do you know where you can get any?
Well, knowing the usual form, I'll probably have to ring up every station in England. But we'll get them, sir, somehow.
Good man. Now go to it. And let me know if you have any difficulties.
Very good, sir.
Hello, Switch. Get me an immediate call to Squadron Leader Tate at Woodall Spa.
Well, sir, those are the figures. I've checked and rechecked them. If the winds are in our favor, we can get to Tromso and back with a reasonable safety margin. If the winds are against us, that margin is cut down to well below the safety limit.
Well, go on.
But even this margin, sir, assumes that we'll be carrying an overload of 2 tons.
And would you be prepared to do that?
Well, frankly, sir, with our present setup, no. It would be an unjustifiable risk.
Well, what would you want, then?
New engines for all aircraft taking part in the operation. Merlin 24s would do it.
Run?
I agree with Tate, sir. It's only a reasonable minimum, after all.
Yes, but could your boys fit them in time?
Oh, yes, sir. You get the engines for us, and we'll fit them.
They won't be new engines. We'll take them out of other aircraft.
Of course, that doubles the time, sir, but we'll still do it.
Good man.
Is it absolutely necessary to reef the engines out? Why not use the crates already fitted?
The tall boys, remember? Special bomb bays.
Oh, Lord, yes. I'm getting dull in my old age.
Are your tanks coming in?
My last ones arrived by convoy tonight, sir. By the way, that's another thing. In order to save weight, we've had to take the mid-upper turrets off, and also the pilot's armor plate. Is that all right with you?
Oh, well, I don't suppose the pilots will be too happy, sir, but anything will get the weight down, so long as you leave us enough to fly with. Now, sir, what about the weather for this operation?
Well, oddly enough, Ted, I'm afraid that's the trickiest part of all. There's a prevailing westerly that blows continuously over Tromso, right through October.
Oh. Well, that could be an advantage, a tailwind going out.
Yes, but it's not the wind, my boy. It's the clouds that come with it. Continuous stratus cloud, which covers the whole area for 2 months. Well, that is except for about 3 days in the month when the wind swings to the east and the sky's clear for a few hours.
Yes, it couldn't be much more difficult, could it, sir? Well, why not wait until November?
Because after November the 26th, the sun doesn't rise above the horizon. And there's no more light till spring.
I see, sir. Well, what happens then? We can't just hang about the north of Scotland waiting for the weather to clear.
Yeah, I want you available down south for emergency targets. As far as I can see, Tate, the only solution is to send you up to Lossiemouth as soon as a break seems possible. It must come sometime in the next 6 weeks, and that's all we've got left for the job.
Who's that?
Oh, that's the weather mosquito. It's just over Tromso. Says the wind's changing to the east.
Changing to the east?
Hmm.
Good. Well, let's get out and get it over with.
Right up.
I want to go home. This weather's too damn cold for me. Call him up, boy.
All air crews, repeat, all air crews of 617 Squadron and 9 Squadron, prepare for takeoff immediately. All air crews, repeat, all air crews of 617 Squadron and 9 Squadron, prepare for takeoff immediately.
Hello, Skipper. It looks dirty up there.
It'll be better over the target, so the gentleman says.
Well, the gentleman had better be right. We won't see a damn thing in these conditions.
Hey, Danny, Give me a course, please.
We cross the coast of Norway in 8 minutes from now. Then we swing north. I'll give you the bearings and head up behind the mountains over Sweden. That gives us a chance to beat the radar. And then it's west again over the mountains and on to Tromso. Sounds easy when you say it like that.
Damn well better be easy, or I'll have your head. Hey, Daddy, I'm thirsty. Pass up the thermos, will you?
Tromsø now, sir.
There's the Tirpitz too, but do you see what I see? That blasted cloud.
Can you make it, Skipper?
I'm trying, but I doubt it. Give me RT.
You're on, Skipper.
This is Leader calling all aircraft. This is Leader calling all aircraft. I've raised the target, but heavy cloud is moving in fast. It looks as though I'll have to leave it to you, to your own discretion. If you can get a sight, bomb. But remember, chaps, you can't dive. The tall boys need between 15 and 20,000 for penetration. I'm going in now. Over.
Not your fault, my dear chap. I want to congratulate you on your perseverance.
We'd like another crack, sir, all of us.
You'll get it. If we don't plaster her before the end of November, we can give it away for the winter.
I know, sir. Also, I'm very glad you're still interested.
Any word from Carey? Our first report was a crash landing in Sweden.
Yes, sir. I've had another report. He's on his way home. Put the crate down in a peat bog or something. The Swedes picked him up and he's been living on the fat of the land ever since. Some people have all the luck.
Yours will change soon, my dear chap. We'll get the Tirpitz yet.
Cochrane was determined to get the Tirpitz, but so far the job had seemed too big, even for 617 Squadron. Then came another intelligence report, which forced a now-or-never decision on him.
Hello, Dragon Slayer. This is Viking. This is Viking. I am well, and as you hear, on time. I have to report that German fighter planes, between 20 and 30, I repeat, between 20 and 30, have moved into Bardufoss airfield outside Tromsø. The purpose of this will be quite evident to you. Will you please acknowledge my message?
Hello, Viking. Hello, Viking. This is Dragon Slayer. Your message received. Your message received.
This is Cochrane here.
Oh, this is Combined Intelligence, sir. We've had another message from our friend in Tromsø.
Oh, yes, sir. And what is it?
He reports that 20 or 30 fighters have been based on the Bardufoss airfield that's 30 miles from Tromsø.
The devil they have. Anything else?
No, sir. No, sir, that's all.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Here
Davis here.
This is Cochrane, Bert.
Oh, I was expecting you'd ring. I got the same message. Well?
I think it's now or never.
Yes, so do I. But you know those fighters who cut the boys to ribbons?
Yes, I know that too. But it's a fighting war, Bert. And we've got to get the Tirpitz.
Yes, Cocky. Let me know when you've got her. I want to warn you about the fighters, Ted.
Well, thanks for the tip, sir. We can't do much about them, I'm afraid.
What time do you take off?
1500 for Lossiemouth, sir.
Well, you'll get the latest weather reports up there. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Are you waiting to see me?
Yes, sir.
Come in.
I've brought the latest map report, Skipper.
Oh, let's have a look at them. Blazes. Fog in the fjords and cloud halfway up Norway. There's a possibility that Tromsø will be clear by dawn. But there are distinct icing conditions along the whole coast. Icing conditions. That's the last straw.
We're overloaded as it is, Skipper. Any icing will put us into the drink.
I know. But it's our last chance.
Well, what do you say, Skipper?
Let's give it a go. I do say third time is lucky.
Skipper. New course in 5 seconds from now.
Thanks, Mac.
Have you ever seen anything so wonderful as the sun coming up behind those mountains?
I'll tell you when we get to Tromsø.
Please acknowledge.
news, Cocky. Wonderful news.
Here, I've got a sheaf of telegrams here to pass on to the boys.
I'll take them with me. I'm going down to Woodhall to meet them when they get back from Scotland.
Look at them. From His Majesty, Prime Minister, War Cabinet, from the Navy, from the Russian Embassy, from Prince Olaf of Norway.
They deserve every one of them.
Did you see the message that came in from that agent fellow, what's his name, Viking?
Yes, I did. It was a picture of complete destruction, but I just can't understand it, Bert.
Oh, what can't you understand?
Well, Tate's report said there wasn't a fighter in the sky. And yet the radar would have picked our boys up at least 45 minutes before they were over target.
Ah, yes, we had a later message about that. Not from Tromso, but from one of the German stations. Apparently, the commander of the fighter field is being court-martialed. He got the radar warning, and the captain of the Tirpitz was still asking for fighters when the first bomb fell.
And division in the camp, eh? Well, it's nice to know that the Germans aren't quite as goon as we think they are.
It's nice to know they're never quite as good as 617. Ah. Give the boys my compliments, Cocky. Tell them I'm proud of them.
It's the first time I've ever seen an army band playing at an Air Force station. Yeah.
But did you get the tune, Skipper? See the conquering heroes come.
Oh, well, damn it all. We did earn it. Everybody's tried to sink the ruddy Tirpitz, and we were the ones who finally did it. No. Come off it. Oh, that's not a lie. That's a fact. Read the papers if you don't believe me.
I say, did you hear the story about the skipper?
Oh, it's too good to miss, Skipper. You know, we couldn't get into Lossiemouth, so the skipper turned down to a small coastal command field. Oh, very small, very coastal command. Well, the CO was a pilot officer. That's how small it was. Well, when we put down, he came out and said, "Oh, so nice to see you. Have you been on a cross-country?"
What did the skipper say?
Well, the skipper looked him straight in the eye like a perfect gentleman and said, "Yes, that's right, a cross-country." Yeah, but that wasn't the end of it. There was a torpedo bomber squadron on the same field. They stood us drinks, very decent, really. The CO is one of these terse types. And when we told him what we'd done, he looked at the skipper out of the corner of his eye and said, "Did you get her?" The skipper said he thought so. Well, the CO said, "Oh, thanks very much. You've saved us quite a lot of trouble." Oh, that's a fact. We said it sounded like the whole thing had been planned for his personal benefit.
I say, Skipper, wasn't the AOC supposed to be coming down today?
As a matter of fact, he was. Last minute, he couldn't get away. He sent us a special telegram.
I say, Skipper, what's the score on Cochrane? I mean, what sort of a bloke is he?
I think he's one of the most wonderful blokes I've ever met. I watched him planning this Tirpitz thing. He has a brain like an adding machine. Doesn't miss a thing. Funny thing, though, when he's dealing with us, he's quite human. Very considerate, very charming. Always ready to consider the personal angle. Yet, I believe when it comes to staff work, some people say he's as cold as a fish.
I say, old chap, you're rather early this morning.
Oh, well, after all this Tirpitz thing, it's the biggest event since the dams raid, you know.
Yes. I wonder how the old man will take it.
What do you mean? How will he take it?
You know as well as I do. I know you're dying to see whether he's got blood or ice in his veins. Have you ever seen him excited?
Oh, no. Now you mention it, and now I come to think of it, I haven't.
Or angry?
No, not angry, no.
That's what I mean. You know, I'm wondering if the Tirpitz raid is big enough to shake him.
Oh, I hear the dams raid did. But after all, it was a very long time ago. I wasn't even here then.
Oh, no, of course. I didn't think you were. Well, somehow, I rather prefer old man Harris. He's rough as sandpaper, of course. At least it's some satisfaction to see him rattled. With Cochrane, of course, well, you just don't...
Oh, you'll soon know, old man. You'll soon know, I've no doubt of that. He's coming in now.
Yes, of course. The same walk, head up, eyes down, same folder in his hands.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Sit down, please, gentlemen. We've got a lot of work to get through.
Wait a minute. I'm waiting.
Wonderful news about the turpit, sir.
What's that? Oh, I think we'd better keep to the agenda.
Yes, sir.
First item on the agenda, last night's operation. Quite successful. The turpits were sunk. Now, tonight's targets are...